Hello, welcome to the programme with me, Jackie Dalton. I don't know if this sound means anything to you, but to me it conjures up images of my dad dropping off to sleep in front of the television on a Sunday afternoon, and can only mean one thing. Formula One motor racing. Also known as, if you say it with a very English accent, the Grand Prix. Today we meet one of the world's top Formula One drivers, David Coulthard. And the first question you'd have to ask any F1 driver, what's it like driving round a track in Monaco at 280 kilometres an hour?
That takes precision, it takes full concentration, and it's a beautiful feeling to be so focused on one task and have no other distractions. Well, the great thing about being in a racing car when you're really in the zone is you are 100% on the thought process of driving that car.
But what does it feel like physically to be in a racing car? Is it comfortable?
The physical aspect of driving a Grand Prix car is less comfortable than people may imagine, because you're in a very cramped cockpit, temperatures are very high, and the car is millimetres from the ground and very often banging the ground. So it's quite harsh. A lot of drivers have lower back problems and neck problems because of the G-forces.
But David Coulthard used to struggle with another health problem, bulimia. This is an eating disorder where people make themselves vomit to get rid of the food they've eaten to lose weight. It's something that's not often talked about in his world.
It's probably more common to hear it in relation to ladies, and it's not something that we, within the sort of macho world of motorsport, that would be spoken about. It's something that happens amongst men today in horse racing, boxing, you know, where people will resort to whatever means possible for them to be able to make the weight and compete. And obviously there's a severe health risk if that's something that continues.
But there's one obvious health risk of motor racing which we've not mentioned: the danger of driving very fast, often almost out of control. In 1995, David Coulthard had a big crash which left him unconscious. What effect did this have on him? Did this make him feel afraid to race again?
That was the first big crash I'd had, and it was actually for me a very positive experience, because I didn't previously really know what the journey into having a very big crash could be like. For me, the biggest thing that came out of that was that as I went towards the crash barrier and had the accident, I wasn't filled with fear. I was doing my job. I was trying to regain control of the car. I've taken that with me as I race around the world.
And that seems to have reassured him that if he ever is in a big crash somewhere, he knows he won't feel fear. He'll still be in the zone, concentrating on what he's doing. And that's all for People and Places for this week.